Our movie maven, Stephanie Curtis, is in the house. And today, it's all about putting your dukes up for our movie today.
It is. It is Creed. It is so good. This is the, it's like Rocky, I don't know, Rocky 25, essentially. But instead of just Sylvester Stallone coming out of retirement and fighting, I don't know, who would he fight now? A Chechen warlord. I don't know who they, what could he politically correctly could he fight? Instead of that, it is Michael B. Jordan playing the son of Apollo Creed, mm-hmm. who I loved, Apollo Creed. And he is trying to reclaim his father's title. He wants to become the champion of the world. He wants to become a professional boxer. And he goes to Philadelphia. He's in L.A. and he's undercover. Nobody knows he's Apollo Creed's son. And he recruits Rocky to be his trainer. It sounds like it could be so horrible. Like, it just sounds like a bad idea. Like, why would anyone make this movie? And it is a fantastic sports film. It's just great.
It looks so heroic. I watched the both trailers that they released, and Michael B. Jordan got super cut for it. He's like,
yeah,
30 crazy. More pounds of pure muscle than he was in Fruitvale Station. And it just, you watch it and I want to go run and box. And that is that is not a natural disposition for me. So the movie lives up to how cool the trailers look?
The movie totally lives up to how cool the trailers are. When I saw the trailer for the first time, you know, it might be Jordan's there. I'm like, all right, I'm good with that.
He's a
boxer. Oh, okay. And then they show him in Philadelphia. I'm like, oh, the nerve of these people making a boxing movie in Philadelphia. And they pan over and you see a picture of Apollo Creed. And I swear, my heart started beating faster.
Oh.
There's just something where I am trained to respond to Rocky, Apollo Creed, the music, Philadelphia, the steps to the museum. And so they hit all those points that you think, you know, they've got to, you know, like, they've got to play the song, Gonna Fly Now, you know. They've got to get up the museum steps. Rocky's there. Sylvester Stallone in his Rocky, like, little pork pie hat thing that he always wore. And it is just a charming, moving film in the end. It's really emotionally deep. They're trying for, like, deep emotions where this guy is, Michael B. Jordan's Donnie, is trying to find his place in the world, and you buy into it. That's the important thing. You buy that this kid feels lost and alone and that this is what he needs. It's just fantastic. It's a great Hollywood film.
Okay, so if you have never watched any Rocky movies, if you're not a sports movie person, is this still, it's still good?
Completely. You do not have to be the world's biggest Rocky fan if you are, great, but you really don't need to. It is just a great film. You know what? I heard someone saying instead of a sequel, it's almost just a remake of Rocky, the first Rocky, which that won Best Picture. That was an acclaimed film. We think of it, you know, all the cheesy ones that came after that. I'm a sucker for a Rocky II, though, actually. But it's, the first one was like a small movie about a man trying to accomplish something, and it was really a great little film, and this feels that same way. So even if you aren't a Rocky fan, it's still a good movie.
And this movie, it looks like it is showing everywhere in Minnesota. You can see it Cineplex.
It opened last week, but we weren't here, and I just had to talk about it because it's so good.
It looks pretty good, and I think it sounds like it's a good movie for everybody. It's not R, right? So you can still bring, like, it's PG-13. So
yeah, it's PG-13. There's some boxing, but it's not much else. It's pretty family-friendly movie.
All right, Creed, it's out now. You can see it pretty much everywhere. And Stephanie Curtis gives it, what, two thumbs up?
Yeah, definitely. It was one of my favorite movie-going experiences of the year. And in fact, I got a little verklempt at one point. I actually got a little weepy in Creed. And I think men around me were weeping, too.
Nice. Well, it hits all the notes, it sounds like. And Stephanie Curtis approves. You can go over to thecurrent.org and check out some more information about the movie, but it's called Creed. And thank you, Stephanie Curtis, our movie maven, for stopping in. And there's really only one song we can play.
It's got to do it. Eye of the Tiger.